Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Bo Allred. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fifth. The DH, Chris James. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Taubensee. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric King. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allred hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taubensee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2-2. James hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bichette bunts towards the mound. King fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sviam strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taubensee strikes out. Two outs. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Firmin hits a line drive towards short. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops it up and throws to first, with King covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. Huff hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Huff moves to second. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allred is 0 for 1 in the game. Allred strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabensi is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabensi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a line drive into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allred is 0 for 2 in the game. Allred hits a line drive for a single. Huff moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up beyond first. Jacoby can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviem fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Krim now pitching. Ed Tabensi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabensi is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabensi takes first base on ball 4. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0 for 2 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. Bichette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tabensi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allred is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allred strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Svium is 0 for 2 in the game. Svium hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Spears moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff bunts towards the mound. Hilligas fields it and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spears scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Doug Jones now pitching. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs hits a line drive off the glove of Jacoby, and into shallow right field. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allred. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Stubbs scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner is walked intentionally. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 3 in the game. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Macardo now pitching. Matias Carrillo now playing left field. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berga moves to second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball towards right. Bichette settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bichette. Berga moves to third. Luis Lopez pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to second. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Ed Taubensi. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berga tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Indians, 4, Brewers, 4. Felix Fermín is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermín is 0-for-3 in the game. Fermín hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Huff hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Lopez now playing first base. Joel Skinner now catching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Huff. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermín scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.